Hey guys, and welcome to the Family Business Indaba podcast.
We are the voice of African family business, promoting generational wealth and generational legacies.
And my name is Susan Tendi.
And I am Nikia Amani.
And we're going to be taking you through the journey of African family business.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you? And hello from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it looks like you're in New York or somewhere with your background.
We are doing what we can in this space where we're being locked down and forced to be creative and innovative.
Yes, indeed. Hello from Lagos. Good. I'm well. Last week was a lot of adjustment mentally, and with everyone now home and trying to get schedules in sync, but we're in a groove now, and I'm well.
Yes. I think the reason why we're mostly here for this webinar is to speak about the FB21, Family Business 21 online conference. It's not an idea that we thought we'd be doing this year or any year, actually. We were very much focused on live events where we brought people together to network in that way. But I think the global pandemic that has hit Mother Earth in so many places has gotten us to rethink and re-strategize and refocused as co-founders of a family business association who has many, many members who are struggling during this time, and as well as business owners ourselves.
Yes, family business community is being forced to rethink, re-strategize. And I think what we're going through is a reflection of what the business community is going through, right? And when life throws you lemons, you have to make lemonade. So we planned on these in-person events, but now we have this global crisis where people can't move and their businesses are being affected. And how can we support them in this season? So hence the idea of FB21, an online conference to support our audience in this season, in rebuilding, reinventing, rebooting their family businesses.
Yeah, that is so, so true, because we are in a season where we're being forced to work from home, not because of anything other than our own personal safety and community safety. But as family businesses, this is a huge strain on us, as we may all know. About 80 to 90% of global GDP is contributed by family businesses. And currently, the globe is going into an economic recession. We are all equally terrified and unsure and uncertain on what is going to happen. And I think every bit of news that goes online that speaks about the COVID and the COVID pandemic is news that strikes terror in us and makes us wonder, is there going to be a way forward? And I think the reason for this platform is to say, you know what, in spite of every plan we had this year as AFF, we are willing to think beyond the box and think beyond the plans that we had and be agile as a nonprofit and be agile as individuals in business, and look at ways that we can still service the various communities that we partner up with, the various communities that we serve, and how best to do that, but to start planning post COVID-19, to start planning during COVID-19, because there are businesses that are still running during this time that do need support. And there are some businesses who don't know how to run during this time when they can actually still be providing essential services during this time. So we're trying to find out and trying to share best practices, best advice within ourselves, our various networks, and those people who have the advice and wisdom from experience that can share with us and give us insight onto what should life look like past COVID-19. And there is going to be life after COVID-19. It's just much easier when you have a roadmap or a semblance of a roadmap that you can look at and turn to help you navigate those murky waters.
What's that Bible verse about my people perish for lack of knowledge and vision? So what you just said is there will be life after COVID-19, and I think a lot of people have kind of internalized this rhetoric of crisis, the world's coming to an end, my business is collapsing, and you know, but it's important to fix our minds and our thoughts on there will be life after COVID-19, and actually it may be possible for our businesses to thrive during this season. Difficult to get our heads around, but it is possible. I read up on a cosmetics store in Wuhan, for instance, that during this corona crisis, they've seen a 200% increase in their revenues because they were able to digitalize, do e-commerce. They turned all their sales store and beauty advisors into online influencers. And so they've actually grown during the corona crisis. So how can we do that? So we're pulling together, as Titi mentioned, people from over the world, experts to advise us on what should we be doing our businesses now so we can sell through, and what will the businesses of the future look like? It's obvious that COVID will leave a lasting impact on the world in terms of business trends, in terms of even social trends. We'd be traveling the way we traveled. For life to go back to how it was pre-COVID I'm not sure anyone has clarity on precisely how life will be, but there's some obvious trends, there's some directional trends that we're tending towards now as a result of this crisis. So we'll be pulling together the best of minds from different industries from all over the world to advise us on how to get through the season, and not just what to do, but also our minds, emotional wellness in the season, how to manage our families in this season as well. As we are family businesses, how do you break this down to young children that don't understand what's going on? My children think they're on a permanent holiday. They're loving everything. They're always dancing and talking about how they don't want to go back to school. But there are many dynamics that we need to watch out in the season, because this difficult season puts pressure on relationships in the family. It's more conflict. How do we ensure that it doesn't, you know? These are all very important conversations that we need to have.
And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with what you're saying. It's a holistic view that we want to address. We want to be able to cater to family businesses during this time where they feel alone and where they feel that the more communities that engulf them or embrace them will help them stand stronger after the COVID-19. There's a lot of different issues that we're going to be bringing up via the different speakers, presenters, contributors that are going to be part of this 21-day conference. And I'm hoping that by the end of this, at least one or two of you will walk away with something that is going to change your life past this situation and allow you to get back onto that business horse and do the best that you can to serve your communities, to serve your family, and continue building that generational wealth.
Yes, that would be excellent. So COVID doesn't mean that we as an association will be sleeping in the season. Thanks to online, we have the opportunity to still, you know, connect with you. And if you need one-on-one support and you need to reach out to us, you can, just to have someone to talk to, because like, we appreciate, we're business owners ourselves. It can be quite a tough season to sail through. So
yes,
we're here.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. And so I think with this video, we are officially launching 21 days of family business conferencing, all online, all from the safety of your home. And we would like to just give great, great heartfelt thanks to all the contributors and partners who have seen our emails, who have jumped on board, who've been willing to support and willing to come on board as partners for this. This goes a long way. We do appreciate it as the co-founders of this, but more so as the community behind us who support us every day as we do this work.
Yes, we're so, so grateful for every single one of you. Every single one of you. Thank you so much for your support.